Okay, you have to see this. I am standing at the edge of runway 3 at Sedona Airport, and the entire world just falls away. 500 feet straight down, red rock canyons stretching out in every direction. The sun is hitting Cathedral Rock, and it looks like it's on fire. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Ramp, and welcome to Ramp Check. Today I am taking you to one of the most jaw-dropping general aviation airports on the planet, Sedona, Arizona, identifier Kilo Sierra Echo Zulu, elevation 4,830 feet, sitting on top of a mesa like somebody carved a runway into the sky and said, "Go ahead, land here if you dare." And before I get any further, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up, mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let me take you there, let me actually take you there. You're inbound from the south. You've been flying through some of the most ridiculous terrain in the American Southwest, Mogollon Rim off your left wing, Verde Valley spreading out below, and then you start hearing chatter on 123.0, the common traffic advisory frequency, and somebody calls a 5-mile final. You look up, and there it is, this little ribbon of asphalt sitting on a flat-topped mesa, surrounded on all sides by red rock spires that look like a Hollywood set. Pilots call it the USS Sedona, because that's exactly what it looks like. An aircraft carrier in the middle of the desert. I am not kidding. The runway is 5,132 feet long. It runs 0321, and both ends of that runway just stop. There's no overrun, there's no displaced threshold to play with. You touch down or you go around. And going around at an airport that sits 500 feet above the surrounding terrain is its own kind of adventure because you've got density altitude working against you.
Let's talk about that for a second. Field elevation 4830. On a hot summer afternoon, your density altitude can climb past 8,000 feet. Your normally aspirated piston single is making maybe 70% of its sea-level horsepower. So you plan. You lean for best power on the takeoff roll, you watch your weight, you fly the airplane like you mean it. Okay, I just walked over to the fence at the south end of the ramp. There's a Cessna 172 on short final right now. You can see the pilot working the controls, little crab into the wind coming off the canyons, and he plants it. Mains first, smooth, the tower. Well, there's no tower, it's a non-towered field, but somebody on the radio just said nice landing, and I'm pretty sure that pilot's smiling ear to ear right now. I just talked to a guy named Mike, flew in from Prescott this morning in a Bonanza. He's been coming here for 20 years, he told me, and I'm quoting, "I've landed here 100 times, and it still gets my heart rate up every single time." That's the thing about Sedona. It does not get old. The FBO here is Sedona Air Center. Friendly people crew car if you call ahead. They'll set you up with rental cars, hotel recommendations, the whole deal. And here's the move. Here's the actual move. You walk maybe 300 feet from where the Cessnas are tied down, and you're at the Mesa Grill. The Mesa Grill is the on-airport restaurant, and listen to me. This is not your standard $100 hamburger joint with vinyl booths and a tired waitress. This place has floor-to-ceiling windows looking out at the red rocks. There's a patio where you can eat lunch and watch airplanes land 20 feet away. The food is genuinely good. Get the Green Child Burger. Trust me on this. Get the Green Child Burger and a iced tea and sit on that patio and tell me there's a better lunch destination in general aviation. There isn't. I've looked.
Now the magic of Sedona is not just the airport itself. It's what happens when you walk off the ramp. You're in Sedona. You can rent a car or grab an Uber, and in 15 minutes you're hiking Devil's Bridge or kayaking Oak Creek. Or wandering through the art galleries in Tulkapake. The town is built for people who fly in for the weekend. But back to the flying, because I could talk about this for hours. The approach into Sedona is a visual flight rules pilot's dream and an instrument flight rules pilot's puzzle. There is a RNAV approach to runway 21 with circling minimums, but the MISS approach procedure climbs you out over terrain that demands respect. Most folks come in VFR, and the recommended pattern altitude is 6,300 feet mean sea level. That's a 1,500-foot pattern because of the terrain. You stay high, you stay wide, you give yourself room to breathe, and the wind. Let's talk about the wind. The canyons funnel air in unpredictable ways. You can have 10 knots reported on the field, and 25 knots of mechanical turbulence on short final. Veteran Sedona pilots will tell you, fly the approach a little faster than you normally would. Add 5 knots, carry a little power until the threshold. Be ready for a sudden sink or a sudden lift right over the cliff edge. There's a sign at the FBO that I want to read you. It says, "Welcome to Sedona Airport, the most scenic airport in America." And you know what, after spending the day here, I'm not going to argue with that sign. I cannot argue with that sign. I watched a Cirrus SR-22 come in about an hour ago. Family of four. Dad flying. Mom in the right seat, two kids in the back, and those kids piled out of that airplane, and the look on their faces when they saw the red rocks. That is what general aviation is for. That is the whole point sources. For today's segment, the team at Sedona Air Center, IOPA's airport guide for KSEZ, and pilot Mike Hennessy, who shared 2 decades of Sedona flying wisdom with me on a windy ramp this morning. Find more at radiohanger.com.
If you've never flown into Sedona, put it on your list. Put it at the top of your list. I'm Ramp. Go fly somewhere worth landing.